The Trump administration is one day closer to implementing tariffs on all imports from Mexico. That's after meetings led by Vice President Mike Pence and Mexico's Foreign Relations Secretary at the White House yesterday. For more on this, we're joined now by Jorge Valencia. He's on the line from our Mexico City Bureau. Good morning, Jorge.
Hey, Lauren.
Okay, so do we know what the two sides talked about at their meeting yesterday?
Yes, we do. They met for 2 hours, and the sole topic of conversation was immigration to the U.S. border. Now, what that means is that they didn't discuss tariffs, which is very interesting considering that at the heart of this drama that we're seeing unfold this week are the tariffs. But Mexico's Foreign Relations Secretary, Marcelo Ebrard, he gave a short briefing after their meeting. He said that they focused on immigration, that that's really the only thing that's on the table this week. And he said that he was optimistic about the way that the meetings turned out.
We had the opportunity to share our point of view, explain why the Mexican position is regarding this issue. So that's why I am optimistic.
And also to add, we also heard a little more from the U.S. administration after the call, and it was from President Trump. He tweeted a couple hours after the meeting adjourned, and he said that he sees progress, but Mexico's not doing enough, and that he is planning to start implementing tariffs next week.
So the big question through all of this tariff debate is what exactly President Trump is after. Like, what is he saying that he wants and that he'll do if that doesn't happen?
I still haven't been able to get full clarity on that, and I don't know if anybody outside of that room, or even inside of that room, to be honest, has been able to tell. The president, at least publicly, and his surrogates have said that they want Mexico to do much more and to increase its enforcement so that people aren't getting to the U.S. Now, there isn't anything to indicate that what they're asking for is for a full 100% stop so that nobody gets to the U.S. border. But if that is actually the case, I think Mexico and Democrats and probably many Republicans in Congress and certainly many immigration experts, people who follow this for a living, say that that would be wildly unrealistic expectation. And so Mexico says that they have been doing a lot. They are on track to deport more than twice as many people than they deported in any of the last 3 years. They have increased enforcement in their southern border. There are literally camps of hundreds and sometimes even thousands of people in southern Mexico. They're doing their best to get people to not go far past southern Mexico. And just this week, their immigration agency has been sending out press releases with pictures of people that they are putting on planes and sending to their countries of origin. So on Monday, they sent a plane full of people to Cuba. And then on Tuesday, they sent a plane full of people to San Pedro Sula, which is the second biggest city in Honduras. And then again this morning, they sent another plane to Honduras. So Mexico says that at least publicly, I think they're trying to do their best to say, like, hey, we're doing as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, this will affect the business community. How are those stakeholders reacting to all of this?
Yeah, I think that part of what's interesting about this is that the reason why this immigration issue, which has been an issue for many years, is front and center this week and at the top of the agenda is because President Trump is putting like economic repercussions to it. And as you probably won't be surprised to hear, I haven't been able to hear from like a single business leader who says that this is actually a good idea. So I called Guillermo Valencia. There's no relation, by the way, but I called Guillermo Valencia. He is the president of Valencia International, which is a brokerage firm in Nogales. They basically help companies import products from Mexico. And he's saying that just the mere threat of the tariffs immediately impacted his work and the work of many people.
I have 22 million packages of grapes that are going to be coming in from Sonora in this season, and they want to know how much duty they're going to be paying and how to pay it. And I don't have details.
And just to add a little bit more to what Valencia was saying, last night I was on the phone with a manufacturer from a company in Puebla here in central Mexico. They make slings for belts. I mean, one of their clients is the Los Angeles Police Department. They're a small company, but they produce them at a large scale. They have about 20 employees. And so what he's saying is that perhaps a large company such as Walmart, they could perhaps absorb the cost of a 5% tariff. But smaller companies, they probably will not. And if those tariffs go from 5 to 10%, that could possibly put a lot of people just straight up out of business.
So over the years, Governor Doug Ducey here in Arizona has gone out of his way to publicly promote commerce between Arizona and Mexico and Sonora in particular. So how is this affecting our state's relationship with Mexico?
Well, things have gotten tense because Governor Ducey, as he has done with many other issues, is backing the president. I think his office put out a statement saying something to the effect that basically what is happening right now is a difficult situation, but they're not really going very strongly in one way or the other. Now, his counterpart in Sonora, which is the state that borders us in Arizona, Governor Claudia Pavlovich, she very publicly came out and said that she fully supports the Mexican president and whatever the Mexican government is doing to lobby in Washington. Now, the thing is that the relationship between Arizona and Sonora over the years, or Arizona and Mexico overall, over the years, there's been a back and forth. And SB 1070, as you might recall, was something that put a lot of strain in that relationship. And a lot of people here still remember. And Governor Ducey and also his counterparts at the city level, the mayors, have put a lot of effort over the years to increase commerce because Mexico is Arizona's number one trading partner. And so they see that as a good thing for companies where, you know, in Arizona or in their cities. One former mayor is now a member of Congress, Greg Stanton. And I spoke to him about this, and he called this proposal self-defeating.
So I'm going to consistently use my voice to make it clear that this is bad national policy, but particularly bad policy for a border state like Arizona.
Just to add to that, in Congress, there seemed to be increasing support among Republicans, especially in the Senate, which is the key chamber here, to stop the president from implementing these tariffs. So there's Democrats and also a lot of Republicans who are trying to stop this. And we'll find out more about where these negotiations go. They're going to have meetings again at the executive level at some point today. So hopefully, at least by the end of today, we'll have a little bit more of a clear picture about whether or not this is going to happen next Monday.
All right. That's KJZZ's Jorge Valencia from our Mexico City Bureau. Jorge, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Lauren.
And now we turn to the nation's capital, where many senators, including a number of Republicans, have come out against President Trump's threatened tariffs against Mexico. Arizona Republican Martha McSally says she's against the tariffs, but adds action needs to be taken at the border.
Well, a few weeks ago, I joined my friend, Senator Lindsey Graham, in introducing the Secure and Protect Act of 2019. This important legislation closes gaps in current law that have led to an escalating number of people crossing our southern border. As we know, in Arizona, this is a humanitarian and a security crisis. It has become a national emergency.
In order to get a veto-proof majority to prevent the implementation of the tariffs, every Democrat, the two independents who caucus with Democrats, plus at least 18 Republicans, would have to officially vote against the president's wishes. So what are the chances? With me to talk about the politics behind all of this is Jordan Fabian, White House correspondent for The Hill. Jordan, is the president facing enough solid support from GOP senators to make any difference in whether the tariffs go forward?
Well, he is facing a lot of opposition from Republican senators, but it might not be enough to actually block him from imposing these tariffs. Republicans in the Senate right now are discussing legislation that would disapprove of these tariffs and prevent him from doing this kind of thing in the future. The problem is that it does not appear right now, and this is according to Republican senators we've spoken to, that he has the 67 votes needed to override a possible veto from the president. So any measure of disapproval the Senate might pass would appear to be only symbolic at this point.
So he would need, there would need to be about 35 to 40% then of Republican senators who would want to do this. Is there a feeling that there is any momentum at all, or does it feel like maybe there are 10 or 12 and everyone else is really saying, I'm not going to take on the president this way?
Well, I'll give you an example. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who's a big outspoken opponent of these tariffs, actually told the Mexican ambassador this week that it does not appear that they will eventually get the votes to override this veto. So this is coming from someone who desperately wants to block these tariffs. So that gives you an indication that while it appears there was some momentum earlier this week that Republicans might do something to block these tariffs, it doesn't appear they will be able to do so.
Is the party generally concerned about these tariffs, both from the standpoint of optics, but also in reality? Are they concerned it could slow the economy? And so are they trying behind the scenes to convince the president and his advisors to just not go ahead with this on Monday?
Yeah, publicly and privately, Republican senators have told the administration and the president not to go ahead with these tariffs. But, you know, the president is very headstrong on this issue, and he appears determined to be going forward. And I can tell you that Republican senators are not only concerned about the economy, the U.S. economy, and what this might do, what these tariffs might do to it, but they're also concerned about this pending U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement that the Congress still has to ratify. The fear is that by imposing tariffs on Mexico, that might slow the approval process down there, and it could also slow the approval process down here as well. And so that trade deal, which is really the president's biggest legislative item at this point, would appear to be put on ice, they fear, if these tariffs go into place.
Well, so what's the reality at this point? I know it's only Thursday, we say, at this point, but these tariffs could go into effect as soon as Monday, and then they really ramp up as time goes by. 5% sounds like nothing compared to what the president seems to have in mind.
Yeah, and just to give you an idea, Steve, of the scope of this, you know, Mexico recently became the U.S. largest trading partner. And last year, the U.S. imported $346.5 billion in goods from Mexico. So you're talking about a 5% tax on all of those items. It would certainly hit a state like Arizona hard and many other states across the U.S. And we're talking everything from, you know, automotives to, you know, food, agricultural products, and you know, retail products, stuff you'd find in the clothing store. So there is a broad recognition here that this could have a huge effect on the economy. And, you know, Mexican officials are here in Washington this week to try and engage in talks with the administration to stop these tariffs. Those talks are continuing today, but that's only happening at the staff level. You know, remember, the president's still in Europe. So the fear is that while they could make progress today, the final decider, the president, is not around to really make the call.
Jordan, is there a feeling, the word that came to mind for me was measurables, because the president has tied undocumented immigration to these tariffs. Is there a feeling that there's certain amount of progress he and the administration have to see, or is that sort of up in the air?
Very much up in the air, Steve. And in fact, the administration has sent a lot of mixed signals on what exactly Mexico would need to do to avoid these tariffs. You know, of course, they've mentioned issues like Mexico securing its southern border with Guatemala, you're doing more to combat criminal gangs. But then you have yesterday, you know, the White House top trade advisor, Peter Navarro, come out and say, well, these tariffs might not even go into place because the point was to get Mexico's attention. And then last week, you also had Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney at the White House say, you know, this is going to be decided on an ad hoc basis. So I think there's been a lot of confusion on the Mexican side and also on Capitol Hill about what exactly Mexico would need to do to stop this from going into place. And you know, we've asked administration officials repeatedly what they would need to do, and we've only gotten vague answers at best.
Jordan Fabian is White House correspondent for The Hill. The clock ticks for Monday to see if whether these tariffs against Mexico get implemented. Jordan, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.